Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtes Chulin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. In our last Mishnah, we discussed birds. In this Mishnah, grasshoppers. Ubachagavim. Now, really, there are many different types of grasshoppers, which we know in the Chumash as Arba, as in Makas Arba. How many types of grasshoppers are there? The Gemara says 800. There are some that the Torah was Matar Biachila. They're called Chagavim Tahirim. There are some that the Torah assert. The Pasuk says, Achazet toichlu mikol sheretz ha'oif. Only this you may eat from among all the flying insects. Ha'hoilech al arba, that walk on four legs. Ashaloi karayim mimal l'raglav, one that has jumping legs above its other legs. L'natar behen ala oretz, with which to jump upon the ground. That's the siman the Torah says. We're going to see two other simanim the Chazal give us. Once again, let's see our Mishnah. Masechtes Chulin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, Ubachagavim, and amongst the different types of locusts or grasshoppers. Kol sheyesh lo arba reglayim, any grasshopper that has four legs, two on each side of its body. The arba kenafayim, and four wings, two on each side. The karsulayim, and two long jumping legs. Uchenofav choyfin esrubi, and its wings cover most of its body. So the sign of the four legs and the jumping legs, we just quoted the pasuk. The other two is a mesira that Chazal have. Rabbi Yaisi says, you want to eat a chagav? Hold on. Ushmoy chagav. It has to have the name chagav. What does that mean, it has to have the name chagav? I thought chagav is a grasshopper. And the answer is there are a lot of different types of insects and flying insects. So it could have these samana, but I have to know for a fact that this is called a chagav. And that may be why, in Roiv Kehillas Yisrael, we don't eat any kind of grasshopper today. Even if it has all the Simani Torah, because we're not sure what's called a Chagav. There are some Yidden, Taimina Yidden, and Moroccan Yidden, that they do have a Messiah on certain types of Chagavim, that it is mutter to eat. Everyone knows the famous story, Chaim Knievsky, Lozan Gesund and Stark, so he makes a Siyam, a Kala Torah Kola, every single year. If it's Shana Miuberis, so he has an extra Adar. And then he writes a Sefer. And one year he was writing a Sefer about grasshoppers, and they were learning this Sugya. We're just learning the Mishnah, but there's the Sugya of the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and the Achrayim. And they were trying to figure out a certain Siman, what it looks like. And as Reb Chaim was discussing this with his Chavrusa, guess what jumped in through the window? One of these things that had just the right legs, jumping legs, wings, or whatever the Siman was they were discussing. So Reb Chaim said, oh, like this. And the Chavrusa almost fell off his chair. How did that happen? But Reb Chaim was not impressed at all. He said, if you learn Torah with a real ratzon to know, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes it that the whole Bria goes into place. Zok the Mishnah Vayter uvadogim, and amongst the different types of fish in the world. So here too the Torah says, the simonim beferish, kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskeses, it has to have a fin and a scale. Like the pasuk says, "Ezeh toichlu mikol shebemayim, kol shelo snapir v'kaskeses." You may eat from everything that is in the water, everything that has a fin. Snapir is a fin, and kaskeses is a scale. Now, according to the Tanakhama, all the fish needs is just one fin and one scale. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Shnei kaskasin usnapir echad." One fin will do, but as much as scales are concerned, those bumpy things on the side of the fish, like one overflaps over the other. Try to think of the Mishanichna signs and pictures of fish. You have to have at least two. And that's because Rabbi Yehuda understands that if the Torah said kaskes, that would mean one scale. Kaskeses is Loshin Rabim. You can take a look at the Taisus Yom Tov who discusses this. So you have to have at least two scales. What if I go into a fish store and I'm picking up fish and I have a whole fish and I begin to scream, Tati, Mommy, there's something wrong. There are no scales. That does not mean it's not a kosher fish. What? But we just learned. The Torah says so befeirish. It has to have a fin and a scale or scales, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer is, the fish doesn't always have it. Sometimes it grows later on when the fish gets bigger, or it had it to start with and it fell off. I'll soon tell you an interesting story, but first let's finish the Mishnah. Zakt the Mishnah. The Elohein Kaskasin, This is what the Torah means when the Torah says scales of a fish. It has to be akvuyim boy, the ones that are very firmly attached to the body. A fish cannot flap its kaskasin, its scales. There are these little pieces that are stuck to the side of the fish. On the other hand, usnapirin hapereich ben. When the Torah says fins, it means hapereich ben. The fish uses the fins to swim from one place to the other. When I was in Rav Belsky, Zochen Levracha Shir, someone brought in a carp fish and said, look, it doesn't have scales. How could it be kosher? So Rav Belsky said he assumes that it originally has, but it falls off. You take it out of the water. But how do we know? So out of curiosity, he said, look, Klal Yisrael has a Messiah to eat it. Surely somebody checked it out, but he was curious to check it out. So he called the aquarium, spoke to a certain professor over there. He said, he's not 100% sure. He thinks so. But you know, call his colleague. He works in the big aquarium. I forgot where there's a very big aquarium someplace. And that man said, yeah, he thinks they have, and it falls off. But you know, call someone in the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, the government's Bureau of Fish and Wildlife. They're the biggest experts. And finally, Rav Belsky said he got through to the biggest expert, and that man said, a carp fish, whether it has scales, I'm not sure, but I have an idea for you. Why don't you ask a kosher fish store? They'll know. So Hitaka asked some of the mumchim, some of the erlichim, they said, yeah, it has. Falls off later. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. I'll just mention something which is not negated to the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah we're going to learn Bez Hashem Yisbarach. It's all the way in Masechtas Nida. And there the Mishnah says that any fish that has a kaskeses for sure has a snap here. If it has scales, for sure it has fins. But if it has fin, that doesn't mean that it has scales. Wait a second. So Lamaisa, if it has scales, you're telling me it for sure has a fin? Yes. So why do I need the simon of a fin? Just tell me it has to have scales to be kosher. Automatically, if it has scales, it has a fin. So the answer is, look, the Torah says snapir and kaskeses. I know one is fins and one is scales. If the Torah would just say kaskeses, I would have thought that maybe kaskeses means the fin. So I need the Torah to tell me both snapir and kaskeses so I know one is the fin and the other is the scale.